Hey, good day, everyone. This is Jan Michael, hosting the podcast, What Great Managers Do. And today I'm going to talk for a brief bit of time about sales managers and how they make a difference in an organization. Many companies are their own worst enemies when it comes to managing and understanding the role of a frontline manager, especially in the world of sales and sales management. And the average sales organization has around 37% engagement of their sales forces. And that is fundamentally pathetic. And any organization, especially in the world of sales, that is less than 50 to 60% engaged in your sales organization, you're leaving a whole lot of money on the table. Almost every company that's been studied on their managers directly affected sales results. And for example, many organizations, training for frontline managers is woefully inadequate. Nearly 1,000 senior executives have attended my seminars over the past 8 years. And we ask about the initial training that they provide your new sales reps, we usually get impressive responses about the extensive preparation they receive. And when we ask the same sales execs about the training they provide their newly promoted managers, the answer is usually nothing. Rookie managers are expected to transform themselves overnight from a sales rep to a supervisor. And little training that is offered usually revolves around learning policy, procedures, paperwork, and on-the-job demands. While every sales executive at my seminars nods in agreement when we state that the great salesperson doesn't necessarily make a great manager, the practice of promoting the wrong people to frontline manager role is widespread. And the reason is, there's numerous reasons. One is they think, or many of them wrongfully think, I should say, that a great salesperson is going to make a great manager. And that's simply not the case. You have to have a talent for being a sales manager, and it's not the same talents that it is to being a successful salesperson. And many times they promote the great salesperson to being a manager because they don't want to lose the great salesperson. And what the result of that happens is that the organization loses not only great salespeople, because they won't work for a less than stellar manager, they also lose the manager as well, so they lose on two different counts. And so one of the things that fundamentally has organizations change, they have to look at their sales organizations and hire a sales manager based on talent, not just because the person has a stellar track record as a salesperson. So what I want you to be aware of is, be sure that new sales managers receive appropriate level in their development of management style and they're most suited for their own talents and strengths. Yes, coming back to strengths are. And does your sales managers know the strengths, not only their strengths, but the strengths of their salespeople? In general, companies don't invest enough resources in training and develop frontline managers. And however scarce or abundant your own company's training resources are, you should be mindful of the fact your best return on the dollars you have available is to spend will come from the efforts directed toward those managers in charge of your revenue stream, your sales organization. And I can promise you, what I've seen it firsthand, is organizations who, if you had a 37% engagement level with your sales force and a frontline manager can help drive that just the 50%, the simple 13% increase, it quadruples in revenue stream to your organization, significant return on your investment. So it's something not to be unaware of and keep mindful of in your future with your sales managers. Too many managers are unaware about the tension actually drives results. And when I sit with the sales managers and I show them results they can achieve, and I show them the results that we have achieved working with clients in the past, they get on board, and I promise them that they'll receive a positive return on their investment. Remember that good managers are just that, good managers, and they're not magicians, they're not miracle workers. When companies overload good managers with too many direct reports, they put their span of control too broadly, they can no longer invest time and attention to their best salespeople. And when crucial bond between top reps and their manager suffers, those stars engagement levels are going to go down. Instead, when cutting the ratio of managers to sales reps always look good on paper, it seldom works out for financial and beneficial as it seems. So something for you to remember is managing your sales managers is a crucial aspect of your organization and what you do going forward to improve your bottom line. Because if your sales organization doesn't grow sufficiently, your revenue isn't going to grow either. So if you have questions about that and you want to comment on it, You can certainly reply back to my blog, or you can go on my website where I'll leave a link for this webcast as well, and you can leave a comment there for it as well. And if you're looking for help in the area, you can email me at jlmakela@gmail.com, and we'll set up a 12.5-minute time when it's convenient for you to talk about your organization, and if there's a way that we can help you that's a fit for both of us.